Jim Serger and Bob Kappel are in the studio with me tonight. They're here to talk about Jim's latest book titled Next in Line, Please, What a Butcher Can Teach Us About Positive Influence, which is a tribute to Bob, who for a number of years owned a butcher shop, Summit Meats, right here in town. Jim previously visited with us about his book, Go the Distance. I want to welcome you back, Jim, and welcome to you, Bob. Glad you could join us.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having us tonight.
This book is really a tribute to a series of people that were in your life, Bob, whose good work you ultimately shared with Jim. The book is actually dedicated to Herbert, so would you tell us who Herbert is, please?
Herbert is my father. He passed away in 73, but he was a great influence on me. He worked for Metropolitan Life Insurance Company for 40 years. And when Jim contacted me about writing the book and he started talking about my father and customer relation, I think I learned a lot just listening to my father. So that's why I wanted to dedicate the book to him.
Then you had another person in your life. Who was Bernie?
Bernie Hornschmeyer was a grocery store owner. My best friend was his son, Dan. About the age of 16, Dan asked if I'd like to work at the store. He was already working there. I got the job working behind a meat counter at an early age. So Dan and I were basically inseparable in high school. We did everything together. So I got the job waiting on customers, not really cutting meat, but just waiting on people. And when I got out of high school, I continued working there, and I also attended Cincinnati State, still working at Hornschmeyer's Grocery. So Bernie Hornschmeyer was a great influence. He taught me the business. He gave me basically the keys to the business for a couple of years when he wanted to semi-retire. That's why I like Bernie so much, because he took me under his wing.
Well, and interestingly enough, you and Dan go on to be partners
right.
in business. But Jim, I want to go to you now because I'm interested to know how the two of you connected, you and Bob. If you can be specific about the things that you saw in him that you wanted to be or learn for yourself.
I think the main key with Mr. Kappel is his ethos. It's a standard that he lives by based on what his father had shown him was show up for work, be accountable for yourself, be involved, love your family, love your job, and be thankful with family and friends. And that was radiant all throughout Summit. When I was a young kid, my family, my neighbors all knew that. It was passionate. It was vibrant. There was a lot of zest. And Bob still displays that today.
Yeah.
And that's carried on to me through intervening with him at a young age, 16, 17, 18, the same way Bernie and his dad helped allow him to grow. So I appreciate Bob doing that.
Yeah.
And today...
Well, read us, if you would, a passage from your book, Next in Line.
Bob's influence was felt throughout Summit and Anderson Township. Sponsoring teams and events was great to get the word about Summit Meats out on the street. Bob, though, would connect with hands-on experiences and reach out to grade schools and high schools through offering his skills to influence others on a career path, guiding others to understand how to own a business. Summit Elementary was a school right in the middle of a 900-home community. Bob was there and spoke about what a butcher does. Bob had Turpin High School students come over and see what transpires at a butcher shop. He had Anderson High School kids come over and see firsthand how to prepare ground beef, cut open a chicken, create sausage links, and how to make a deli sandwich. Bob was being asked to offer his time and not just cash because people liked his attitude and his influence. So why not ask him to come and speak, display his passion, and shed light on the business world at the local schools? We all know who Procter & Gamble is. We know who Great American Insurance is, Gold Star Chili, Skyline Chili, Kroger, and all the other great businesses in Cincinnati. But to see a small business in demand creates a positive outlook for others, creating the next Bobs, the next Bernies, and, of course, the next Herberts of the world.
Thank you. So early on in this book, Jim, you mentioned the 10,000 rule.
The 10,000 is the amount of hours that authors and business experts have figured that that's the maximum amount of hours to be labeled an expert. How you acquire those hours, really, it's up to the individual. And so many people work 30 hours or 30 years, all doing the same thing over and over and over. You're not an expert, okay? It's when you know the ins and the outs of a business. You know how to start it up. You know how to close it down. You know how to run the cash register. You know the difference between a pig and a chicken. You know the difference between setting up a First Communion versus setting up for the 4th of July. You know how to prepare all that. So with Bob being 16, being introduced into Hornschmeyer grocery in Mount Washington. By the time Bob opened up his business in Summit Meats at 27, he already accumulated well over 10,000 hours of experience from top to bottom.
There's a great paragraph that I'm going to ask you to read as we close tonight, because it really sums up who you two are, but also the suggestions you have for other people to follow.
So this book is not about customer service. It's about being prepared for life. It's about being cheered on as a young man or woman by our elders. It's about creating a path that will lay out our journey and trek we will take to create who we are. This book is a reflection of a man who went from zero understanding to owning a business. It's about his final destination, his career path, and what made him a success. I am strong because of this man. I am grateful for this man, and I appreciate this gentleman the older I get.
Thank you both for being here. Thanks for paying it forward, each in your own way.
Well, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
I've been talking with Bob Cappell and Jim Serker about Jim's new book, In Honor of Bob. It is titled Next in Line, Please. Find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.